Interview with Robert Peterson, October 7th, 1993. We are at home in the living room talking. Okay, Dad, when were you born?
Way back in 1940.
What month and day?
Oh, June 16th.
Okay. Where were you born? Specifically.
What?
I mean, I know you were born in Grand Rapids, but like, where specifically were you born? Do you remember?
Oh, I think it was called Butterworth Hospital, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be up on the hill there. Good street, and then turn into what the left hand is. Fulton? Fulton, not that long.
Okay. No. No, that was Michigan. Michigan Street. Turns into Michigan Street. What was it like for you as a kid?
Huh?
What was it like for you as a kid? Maybe a better question is, what kind of clothes did you wear when you were a kid? Just cut it off.
Well, I usually blue jeans. Always blue jeans. I remember we used to have patches on our knees and wear our jeans. But I don't know, just blue jeans, kind of good clothes. Sunday going to church clothes.
Was church a pretty big part of your life as a kid?
Yeah, it was a part of the routine.
So it was every Sunday. What did you do on Sundays? I mean, did you just go to church and then you had the rest of the day to yourself to play and do whatever you wanted? Or what was it like? What was the Sunday like?
When I was little, of course, there was no TV, so.
When did you first get a TV?
Oh, I don't know, I was probably 10 years old or so. 9, 10 years old. But, Sundays, originally Sundays were pretty much a quiet day. It was a day of rest. It was considered a day of rest. People were just kind of, you went to church and you stayed in Sunday clothes all day. Had people that would come over.
And then when,
and then when we got older, of course, the kids always wanted to go somewhere else. They'd go to the family functions and then they'd split later and go do their own thing.
When you had TV, did you guys watch TV all day on Sunday?
It wasn't programmed the same then. It'd come on later, and it just didn't have all the programming.
Right, but I mean,
we didn't
watch it on Sunday, or?
When I was a teenager, I remember my brother used to watch it all day, but I was up here, I'd rather be out seeing what was going on.
So you were pretty active as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of games did you play?
Probably any that came up. You mean like normal sports or what?
Anything, I mean.
Yeah.
Was that mainly what you did?
Baseball, football, a little bit of basketball. I mean, I was always too short. Basketball. Got beat up all the time, so I didn't play that much.
You got beat, playing basketball?
Yeah, yeah. Basketball. I was in high school, but anyway, I never kept going for that. But then I was into the outdoors. I'd like to go fishing and hunting. Living off the land was good for me. So usually most of my free time I'd get out now and just listen to them.
Did you go fishing and stuff with your dad?
I could walk out of town and be in the country when I was a kid. What was that?
Did you do that stuff with your dad ever?
Oh, sure. He taught me all of it. Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah, all of it. Most of it. He introduced me to it, yeah. But as a family, we used to always go up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Which is,
during the summer.
At the end of the road, yeah, we spent vacations there, so we were not going to Hamlet, I guess, because we still are.
What kind of chores were you responsible for?
Usually pick up the trash. And I always had to do the yard, which I didn't. But I usually had to do it more often because I was usually had to do 10
things. Troubled kid, huh?
Well, like I said, I was active. I wanted to see what was going on. Some of it had.
So how would you say times have changed since when you were a kid for kids nowadays?
Well, here I guess it's just all too fast in this type of situation. There's no place for kids to just get away. They really have to make some great efforts to be able to get away and something like that. Kids, we were always, you know, always on that spot. Something like that. So, just there were so many pressures on us. We had kids, we didn't have any pressures.
What do you mean pressures? What kind of pressures?
Probably everywhere. Peer pressure, community pressure. A lot of pressure. But it seems like everybody's got a lot of pressure. Too fast of a pace of living. For anybody who seems to control a certain
What made you decide to join the military?
Oh, there was no war. It seemed like I figured it was mostly seemed to me a way of having more regimen in my life. I figured that would be bad.
You needed more discipline, and you thought that would be good?
No, not necessarily discipline. Just to actually to be involved in a situation where everything is cut and dry. It's all discipline set up, but not necessarily disciplining.
Right. Well, why not go to college or do something else like that? Why did you decide?
Because at the time when college was, when I was at college age, I guess most of the people that I knew were going to college were just going there because that was where the magazines were. And I wasn't really interested. Didn't seem like they were going for an education. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do anyway. And at that time, there was still the draft was always there. So I just felt that I had to pull my military obligation. We still had, at that time, an obligation to do something. So I just decided that I might go to the military now.
That's it. So when did the draft end, do you know? Wasn't until after Vietnam, or what?
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
And when were you in the military again?
Oh, back in the 60s. Late 50s and 60s. The closest thing that we had to any kind of military deal when I was in was when the Cuba conflict came out. Everybody was on ready to go. Yeah. I was ready to go to that type of control. I had been trained that way, so I was ready. Unfortunately, we didn't have to do it.
So you were in for how many years? 3 or 4?
4 years, 4 days.
3 years and 4 days. Counting it down. How did you feel about being in the military once you were in? Did you enjoy it, or?
Well, there was times that I was really sorry that I couldn't break the contract, the 4-year contract. You couldn't get out of it. It wasn't like any other job I'd taken where I could just say I quit. So there were times that I didn't like it, but then there were other times that I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of opportunity, a lot of good times, a lot of good parts of the world. I guess overall I enjoyed it.
What kind of things made you want to get out?
I guess the kind of chicken shit stuff, and if you get on the wrong side of somebody, especially a high-ranking person, they can just drip right on down, so you don't go anywhere.
Did that happen to you? Were you on the wrong side of someone?
Well, yeah, I was on the wrong side. I'd say
a lot, or?
No. Just down when it came time to think about going back or staying there.
So how do you feel about the experience now?
Great.
Would you do it again? Do it over if you?
Sure, especially as long as there wasn't a war, there was no killing. It was just military.
You said you went all over the world. Where?
Well, I say all over the world, but well, I got to see places in the world.
Yeah, okay. So where did you go?
Well, Europe. Went to Germany. Probably to Scotland. Switzerland. Places like that. Central Europe.
You never went to the Middle East or Far East?
No, not with the military. Yeah, we were doing some exercise in Vietnam. But I never actually did them. I was a rock crew and handled it.
Okay, next question. Tell me about the hippie movement.
20 questions. Tell you about the hippie movement? How the hell would I do that?
Okay,
Read it.
How did it start? Wait a minute. I didn't start it. I know, but... In your experience, how did it start?
Let's see. I don't know. You're asking me to guess now. How did it start? I guess. I don't know. I guess it probably started from people that really felt disillusioned about the way the world was going, maybe.
Okay. So.
And I think the whole thing originally was this feeling of brotherhood and love. I think that's really where it started, feeling that that was something more productive for them. I don't know. No, I'm not.
Okay. How did I get involved?
Well, I guess I was disillusioned at the same time, and I got interested into it probably more from the art aspect of it, because I really got taken up by the posters that started coming out. How posters were a big thing, and your mother pointed it out. And Life magazine had a big spread on the hippies, and had a spread on these poster shops and these posters that they were making. And I really liked the poster part of it. I guess the art of it. That's how I got into it. But I felt good with the whole movement, though, too. I think it was the best thing that the people together have ever done, still, with that whole feeling.
Who were some of the first people you met that were already, into it? Do you remember that?
No, it just seemed like it was an older night affair and everybody was into it.
That happened pretty suddenly?
Yeah, it did seem to. It seemed to spread real quick. It seemed to spread real quick for some reason. I don't know. That I can't explain. I guess a lot of people were looking for something different.
How'd your parents react to you and that movement?
Oh, I don't know. I guess they were a little bewildered. But other than that,
what about your brothers and sisters? How did they react to it? Did they get involved, or were they just like straight laced?
I never thought about that, but I guess they never really got involved. They just kind of sympathized. And later wanted, with the anything to do in the fashion stuff, but not really. I just kind of, well, I don't know. Hard to say.
Did it kind of?
They must have had some of the same feelings. Just kind of, I don't know, closet hippies.
Wannabe hippies.
I guess those were the hippies that came in the mainstream.
Why wouldn't they have gotten involved?
Well, because the big thing was this dropout attitude. You really had to. You couldn't stay in the mainstream. You were no longer productive. You were no longer a productive part of society because you dropped out of everything. You just went with the flow. It was a different attitude. You let somebody else feed you if you were hungry. You didn't worry about it. And you never went hungry anyway. At least it didn't seem like it. I guess you had to be willing to drop out of the people that didn't. Where's my coffee? You didn't even bring coffee for this interview.
What was going on around the time I was conceived and born?
Oh, heavy Vietnam.
Were you involved in those demonstrations?
Born. Let's see what happened. There was a big rally when you were born. Yeah, what the rally was for. The day you were born, I was at a rally.
So you were pretty involved in some of the demonstrations and political stuff that was going on?
Oh, yeah, sure. Most of it made sense anyway. It wasn't irrational request that these people were making, so I most of it made damn good sense.
Mm-hmm. What was it? I was born in 69, but that same year, we first put a person on the moon, according to reports.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I remember listening to that happening in the shop.
In the shop. Tell me about the shop. What was the shop?
The poster shop.
Poster shop?
It's all posters.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Anyway, we listened to it, and it was, of course, you know, all the hippies were interested in space, of course. So it was all
they were all
space.
Spaced out.
That was ultimate space, man. Here's this guy and these guys. Yeah.
So they were cool.
Yeah, I think we all were pretty proud of what the U.S. and America did. So I'm sure. No matter what you did.
Even though you were all dropouts from society,
right, exactly.
You still felt proud about what society could do.
Right.
Sounds like a contradiction
something,
there.
Something like that. Something like that.
Okay, how were you feeling about having a second kid when I was born? I mean...
How was I feeling about having a second kid? Probably not quite as excited as the first kid I had, but... I was excited about it. And having a boy was really nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty glad about it too.
Okay, get on with the interview.
Okay, who had the biggest influence on your life?
Who?
Yeah. Who or what?
Probably my dad had the biggest influence on my life. Was, you know, just the decisions that I was making.
How and why? I mean, what did he do that was so different?
Listen. He was a good listener. And he never, when I'd go to him when I was trying to make a decision, obviously. And he wouldn't really make the decision for me, but just talking to him always helped me make the decision. And he was a very honest man, and that was important to me, and I think that was what helped me eventually.
So how would you describe your dad?
How would I describe him?
Mm-hmm.
Soft-spoken, easygoing, a lot of heart. Everybody loved him. That was a good man in the world.
Tell me more.
What do you mean more? I gave you a whole bunch of descriptions.
What did he do for a living?
Oh, what did he do for a living? For a living, let's see, originally he owned a grocery store, grocery business. Because his grandfather, his father owned a business before that, so I think that's all he did. So he sold the business, and then he worked in the retail hardware business, and he did some contracting for fence construction.
How much did he work? I mean, did he work all the time, or did you get the feeling he had a lot of free time? Or?
He was always working. He was always working. If he wasn't working, making money, he was working on the house or some project or doing something for somebody else. He was always working. He was busy. Kept very busy.
Yeah,
he's very active. Very busy.
What did he do around the house? I mean, in terms of the house, what kind of role did he play?
Any kind of inside remodeling, if he wanted to add a room, he just add a room.
I mean, what kind of role did he play in your family, in the household itself? I mean, not what did he construct or what kind of work did he do around the house, but what? I mean, was he, you know, did he just, when he got home, sit down, your mom had cooked, or, you know, I mean, did y'all sit around the table and have dinner every night?
Yeah, we did. We had regular dinner hour. Everybody was home or they didn't get dinner. Most everybody was home for dinner. We had a dinner hour. Lunch was the same way. My mother was always, she was a housewife. My father was the breadwinner, although when us kids got older, we all contributed. It was a family-run unit. What role? I don't know.
I'm just trying to look at how it's different from the way it is now and in our family, you know? I mean, as long as I've been a kid, I've rarely, you know, when I was a kid, we rarely sat down for a meal together as a family.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah. I mean, we did it, but it wasn't like an everyday thing. It's like,
well, that gets back to those pressures of, hey, everybody has, because everybody's doing things and they don't have time to, get these things. And as a youngster, we had that time. We had lots of time. And it's still plenty of time. Everyone forced to do this and make that run there and chase after it.
Why do you think we're forced to do that now? Why?
Well, because, you're all going to school. You all have different schedules, right? Here's three kids in that family. They all have different schedules, so nobody... It's pretty hard to get together and all sit down and have a meal at a certain time. You're going off to the yoga center, and Carol's going off here, or Carol's got to work. I mean, it just doesn't work. I mean, that's what I mean. It's...
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, 6 o'clock was dinner time. There was no reason to be anywhere else. There was no reason to. There was nothing else going, in a sense. I mean, it wasn't. You didn't run down to the video store to buy no videos.
So it was a convenience.
You didn't go to the mall to hang out.
It's almost like convenience stuff. I mean, like convenience. Society's changed in the convenience of things. And, you know, like, it used to be there wasn't things open that late. You know, at 6 o'clock, everything was closed by then for the most part.
That's true.
And now, have all kinds of things open till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
So you've got all kinds of things to tempt you, so you got all kinds of things you have to do, you kids. Because there's all those things out there.
And probably schools didn't go late either.
No, they wouldn't go 7 to 10 o'clock at night and stuff. That's true. Classes like that didn't exist. That's true also. That's what I'm saying. The society was a slower paced society. You didn't have the pressures. All the convenience does is create all the pressures. Because you gotta go here, you gotta go there, you gotta do this.
What's one of your big dreams? Tell me about one of your big dreams.
My big dreams? You know my big dreams.
Tell me about it.
To have a large sailing vessel and sail away and be independent totally on this business vessel. I did that my whole life. Just be concerned with that every day. Getting by to the next.
Let's end it here for now.
Good.
We can talk some more later.
Now.